Hallelujah. Let's sing God.
All for Jesus. And then we'll be dismissed, those that would like to wait upon the Lord. And let God continue to speak to you, himself, about these things, and you deal with him. You're certainly encouraged to do so. I'm talking and not looking it up. Look at that. Thank you. 350. And let's stand together as we sing. Dale, would you pray with us, please?
Dear Lord, we thank you for this time we had this evening, Lord, and we thank you for your spirit moving here in this place. Lord, you know very well that the church needs greater unity.
Yes.
Lord, we need that deep spirit of love toward the brethren. We thank you that in Romans 5:5 you tell us that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who is given to us. Lord, we're looking for that love to flow even tonight. Let it flow out this week, Lord. Flowing to the Lord and flowing to one another. Lord, we thank you so much that you provide tests, that you provide opportunities to look in that mirror and find out if we have that love that you say we must have if we're going to be your children.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, perhaps even this week, Lord, perhaps even tomorrow, that test will come. Oh, Lord, we just pray that you'll be with us in that moment so that we would not rise up in pride, but that we would receive that touch that you have for us, where you say, my child, look at your love. It is not as it ought to be. Look at your love. I want you to have far more than that. I want you to have that warmth, that kindness, that sweet touch of my spirit in your heart. I want you to look at that brother and sister with great compassion, with great yearning of your own heart. Lord, we're looking for that life of Christ, and we thank you that you poured out your blood for us to receive it. Lord, work in our hearts even tonight as we go. Work in our beds, Lord. We know that you can do a great work as we sleep here at Pilgrim Camp. We pray that you would just come so gently, so sweetly in the night. Do your work. Finish your work. Do what pleases you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
God bless you all.
If you would like to wait on God, please. Please do that. And if the Lord leads you to pray with one another, be free to do that as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I certainly don't want to give the impression that because we love everyone, and we value one another, that we have to agree perfectly with what everyone does and how they go about doing it. But you know that it's more important to the Lord that we love, and with the sincere love of Christ, than that we get everybody to do things our way and convince them of what is right in our eyes. That comes first. And then there's a time, of course, where we may have to acknowledge that there are things that are wrong and shouldn't be done the way they're done, or whatever the case may be. And so it doesn't mean accept everything and just go along with everything. But what it does mean is to love everyone, every brother in Christ, and to believe that they're serving the Lord Jesus Christ, and to understand that God causes His blessing to flow from their lives in ways that sometimes we don't even understand. And God has a purpose in all of that. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're part of a big body of Christ, much bigger than your church or mine, bigger than our fellowship. It's worldwide. Jesus wants to be head of all of that, and we have to bow to His Lordship and let him fill His body with all His fullness. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We pray, Lord, that you bless every church that's represented here tonight. And Lord, there's so many churches, people from all over. And Lord, we just pray blessings upon your people. We pray that you'll help people to get their eyes on you, Lord. Jesus, not on the minister, not on others that are used in some way, but Lord, we pray that you'll give us eyes to see the Lord and ears that will hear Jesus. Lord, you speak to us sometimes through the most unlikely of sources, but Lord, when we have an ear to hear you, our hearts are satisfied. And Lord, we just pray. We pray for every minister, every church, Lord, that you will help each one to fulfill in your call over their lives, over their ministries, Lord. Help us to know what you want, Lord, and then to be faithful to serve you with all our hearts. And by the Holy Ghost, Lord, we pray, Jesus, that you will make it better. And we pray, Lord, that you will be glorified in the midst, Lord, every place. Jesus, we want your name to be glorified. We want your spirit to work and to move. And Lord, if there's anything that hinders that, we just pray that you will deal with us, Lord. And we pray that you will open the way for the glory of God to come to us more mightily. Amen. We also pray, Lord, for the campers tonight, that you'll cover them with your blood, and that you'll just cover this whole camp with your blood. Let your presence settle over this whole camp, Lord. And we pray that the light of your presence will drive away every shadow. We pray for children that may have a tendency toward homesickness this first night of being away. Lord, we pray that you will comfort them, and we pray that your presence will be especially manifest to them. And Jesus, we do ask that in every one of their lives that you will reveal yourself, and that you will pour your grace into their hearts and accomplish all your will in them at this time. Day by day, Lord, as we've heard, as they retire for the night, let your hand rest upon them, and let the sweet presence and working of the Holy Spirit continue in their lives throughout this night. Amen.